It's good to hear you. Well, I'm just calling to check in, I guess. I wanted to hear your voice. So, how's it going? How's my baby doing? Well, that's awesome. That's great to hear. I am having fun here as well, but it could be better with you here. I mean, it would be wonderful to have you here, but yeah, you're not, and I miss you, I guess. Well, I'm sure I miss you. How was your day, by the way? Well, mine hasn't really started yet. It's morning here, remember? Yeah, time zones. But I'm starting to love it. Yeah. People here are really friendly. And, oh my god, the nature. It's incredible. Especially the beaches. Oh, so we went to visit the beach yesterday. And, oh my god, babes, you won't believe how white the sand of these beaches are. It's incredible. It blinds your eyes a bit, but it's incredible. God, and the sunsets there. They're awesome. But yeah. Everything would be a bit better if you were here as well. I really miss you, you know. A lot. I miss everything about you. I just miss your little sounds and the way you smell and, you know, the little things. Oh, and of course, you know, grabbing you, hugging you tightly, giving you a kiss on your forehead, all that kind of stuff. I miss it. Yeah, I know I wanted to be an exchange student and go somewhere else to study for a while, but yeah, it's my choice, and I still believe I made the right choice, but fuck, I just miss you, you know, a lot, and I hope you're missing me as well. Of course you are, my little baby. Well, I promise I'll book a flight home soon and take a bit of a vacation to be with you. Or maybe you could fly here and spend some time with me here. That could be nice. Oh, I could show you around all the new places that I've discovered and stuff. It would be so much fun. I think you would love the ice cream here. It's so good. It's incredible. You have to taste it. And the drinks. Babes, you really... You just have to visit. But yeah, I miss you. A lot. You know, I really don't want to get into that. Like, it's not that I only miss you in that way, but like, it makes it bearable to like hear you on the phone and stuff. But I mean, there are certain things that you can only do with each other when you're, you know, physically with each other. And that's something I miss a lot, actually. I didn't know, and I didn't think that it would be such a drag for me to not have a, you know, to not be able to do stuff to you. but God, I really miss it. Yeah. Yeah, of course I can, you know, do it myself, but it's not the same thing, babes. I want to be with you and do stuff like that with you. But yeah, you're a bit far away, aren't you? But it's okay. Hey, wait, are you in your bed? Cause like, it's pretty late at home, isn't it? Well, I'm still in my bed as well, but it's already morning. But, since you're in your bed, and I'm in my bed, and we're talking to each other over the phone, I don't know, maybe we could try something new that we haven't really experimented with before. I mean, I know you're always open to new stuff, and I am as well. And maybe, you know, distance shouldn't have to be a problem in order for us to, you know, to have sex with each other. I know it sounds weird, but listen, I have a friend here who has a partner back home, and they always do some stuff over the phone, and I accidentally walked in on my friend talking dirty over the phone and stuff, and I don't know, it just brought me to some ideas, and I don't know, maybe it's just weird of me to think that you'd be into that, but I mean, we could try to do some stuff over the phone. Maybe we can keep it simple for the first time, and we can build up to some, you know, more heavy stuff, kind of. I mean, what if I were to give you instructions on what to do to yourself, and you can just do it while listening to my voice and listening how I guide you to do what you do with your hands and stuff. I mean, it could be nice. It's like I'm doing it myself, or, you know, I'm in charge of what you do. I don't know how it works. I'm pretty nervous, but if you want to try it out, I mean, it rarely happens that you're still up this late and I'm already awake this early, you know, with the time zones and stuff. And, you know, we're both in our bed and pretty private. You know, you want to go for it? Yeah? Oh, God. Okay, let's do it. First of all, I want you to sit up straight in your bed. Mm-hmm. Maybe lean against the wall or something, or grab a pillow and sit against it. So you're up and you're sitting nice and right up, you know? Okay. Got that? Now, I want you to grab a blanket. Mm-hmm. The softest, warmest blanket you can find. in your room. Come on, babe, it's really important. Just grab a blanket. I won't continue until you wrap yourself in the blanket. Nope. Okay. You got it? That's good. Now, just try to get as comfortable as possible. Are you still wearing a t-shirt and shorts? Or something? I don't know. You can strip down under that blanket and do it very slowly. Just slowly strip down to your underwear. I want you to be topless and only wearing undies. Yep, that's what I want, and that's what you're going to do. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm just having fun here. Let's see where this goes, okay? Are you stripped to your underwear? Okay. Well, now that you're completely naked, except for your underwear, you can just feel the warmth of your own body and the blanket around you. It's nice and warm, and you're nice and covered, and you're safe. You're very safe under that blanket, and I'm here with you, okay? Now, let's get down to the fun part. I want you to take two fingers and start up from your neck. Let them just trace over your body, down and down, down to your nipple. And you're gonna stroke your nipple a bit. Come on, baby, do it for me. You can do it. Are you doing it? That's good. You're doing so good. Okay. You're gonna move away from your nipple and trace down and down to your stomach. And now you're gonna go down and down. Trace your fingers all the way down to your underwear. But don't take them off, okay? Now, I want you to be a good boy and stroke your dick over your underwear. Just get hard. Just feel yourself getting hard inside your undies and stroke your tip a bit. But don't move your hand in your underwear. That would be a very bad boy. Only reach your hand above your undies. That's a good boy. Feel how your balls are pressed against the cloth. Feel how your tip tries to make its escape. Oh, God. Now, I want you to grab some lube or lick your hand and fingers, and you're gonna touch your tip, but only your tip, okay? Make it nice and slimy for me. Don't take off your boxers yet, though. Okay. Now that your tip is nice and wet and slimy, you can slowly slide down your undies until they reach your balls. But don't take them off yet, okay? Now that your tip is visible and your shaft is visible, I want you to stroke both with the lube or your saliva from licking your hand. I want you to make it nice and slippery and wet, okay? Good boy. Now you're gonna slide down your undies even more and you're gonna reveal your balls. And now you're gonna make your balls nice and slimy with your saliva or the lube. I want all of your cock to be slimy and wet and ready. Okay? There is no spot left. You're not allowed to leave any spot dry. All of it needs to be covered in lube or saliva. Did you do it? Okay, that's good. Now, I want you to touch the tip with your left hand or your right hand and grab your shaft with the other hand. And now you're just gonna make twists and turns around your shaft with your one hand and just gently let your hand cup and roll around your tip. You're gonna make your dick into a mushroom or something like that. You're just gonna roll your cupped hand across your tip and twist your shaft with a lot of lube. How does that feel? Good? Okay. You're gonna do that for as long as you want. Okay? Now, I want you to do something else for me. I want you to sit up very, very straight. And I want you to drool a bit on your cock. Come on, babe, you can do it. Just hold open your mouth, make yourself drool a bit, and let it leak on top of your dick. Try to have a nice aim, though, so that it lands right on your tip. You can do it. I believe in you. You're just gonna make it even more wet for me. Remember, it needs to be nice and slippery. Okay? Now that you've done that, you're gonna grab both hands and you're gonna stroke your cock with both hands. And just pay attention to how your cock feels in your hand. Play with it a bit. Just explore every little detail for me. Okay, we're gonna go a bit faster now. I want you to stroke your cock with one hand. And with the other hand, I want you to lick your finger. And now you can make a choice for me. Or you're gonna take two fingers and finger yourself. Or you're gonna take two fingers and stroke your nipple. The choice is yours. Okay? Well, once your fingers are doing what they have to do. You can, in the meantime, focus on your dick again. But don't forget to use your fingers as well. I want you to focus on fingering yourself or touching your nipple with one hand. And with the other hand, you're gonna focus on your dick. Okay? You got it. I believe in you. Now just go faster. Stroke a little faster. And don't be ashamed to let out some moans if you want to. I would just love hearing your voice react to what you're doing to yourself. It turns me on a bit. Okay. Do you think you're getting close? I want you to go as fast as you want. Just go wild on yourself. And I want you to stop immediately when you feel you're gonna come. Okay? But by the sound of your moans, you're already pretty close. I'm gonna count to 10. And I'm gonna stop at a random number. And when you see, and when you hear that I stopped counting, you're gonna stop masturbating as well, okay? Here we go. 10, 9, 8. Are you stopping? Ah, good boy. Just notice how close you're getting and how much you want to come for me. Ah, you're pretty desperate at this point. So, I won't hold you to do it any longer. 8, 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Have you stopped? Good boy. Now you're getting really, really close, are you? Okay. Here's what we're gonna do. You're gonna keep jerking off and touching yourself with the other hand. And I'm gonna count down from 10. Okay? And once I reach 0, you can come as hard as you want on top of your belly. Okay? Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. You can come. Just let it all out. All of it. Let it just squirt on top of your belly. Such a good boy. There you go. Well, I guess you can clean up now. Hey babes, wait. I think I gotta go. But this was so much fun. I liked it. I liked being able to make you feel this way, even over the phone. Well, maybe next time we can try with some toys, perhaps? That could be fun. All right, babes. I love you. Have fun cleaning up. I love you so much. Bye-bye.